These are today's headlines. Ecuador makes a revolutionary promise to leave oil underground. Happiness is a right. Indian tribe in victory over mining giant. Town goes to depths to save a beaver family. Think I'm making these up? Nope. These are just some of the headlines of the positive news. A seasonal newspaper published out of Ithaca, New York. How does it make you feel to hear those headlines? Good, excited, even happy, glad you heard them? You ever notice that sometimes you turn on the radio and there's a song playing or a public affairs show starting that means a whole lot to you? It's the law of attraction at work. It's a power that when recognized and activated can bring such pleasure and peace to one's life. It's alignment with the infinite resources that are always available to us if we ask nicely. I've been calling all angels lately, asking for help, guidance, support to steady my trembling heart. My prayers are being answered in so many ways. As a political analyst, commentator, and social reflector, I practically merge with every piece of information, good and bad, that crosses my desk, screen, and path, and strive to translate current events into something palatable, logical, entertaining, even humorous, so folks can find some happiness and relief along their way. As a conduit for information, I can get triggered by tragic events and even become mired in the muck. I know, that's where lotus grows. I admit I've slipped into oblivion the last few months. With the confounded political climate, with the death of my mother and my dog, enormous blows to my emotional balance. I've been treading water, even drowning, losing hold of my purpose. But my will is strong and determined, and my weekly commitment to this radio broadcast is one of my lifelines, being able to reach out to you and connect when I've lost my way. Many of you have reached out to me in kind. Thank you. While my intention is to transform, I have needed to replenish the positive vibration in order to survive. This weekend was a culmination of those intentions. Not only was I handed the positive newspaper, I had the great pleasure to perform my one-woman show, Oh My Goddess, at the Glazer Center in Santa Rosa as a benefit for the Ceres Community Project. This auspicious opportunity reflected back to me in so many ways that I find myself in a new consciousness today. One, that many of you engaged in the laws of attraction when it comes to spiritual work, social justice, and sustainability have already and daily thrive in. It's joyful. The Glazer Center, no physical relation, but a terrific spiritual one, is a universal Unitarian non-denominational congregation that supports individuals' search for truth and meaning in life. Its tenets are tolerance, social justice, unity, and love, and its messages and literature fill the halls and the walls. The stage itself is inside the sanctuary where people gather every Sunday and walk through the doors under a sign that says, "Enter in peace." It's a suggested donation. The audience was hungry for comedy and devoured it, and in turn filled my belly with laughter and wild applause. The feeling was mutual. We partnered with the Ceres Community Project for this production. If you are not familiar with Ceres, it is a nonprofit organization serving Sonoma County, started 3.5 years ago. And its mission is to restore heart-centered, vibrant communities, caring for one another, and providing access to beautiful, delicious, healthy food. One manifestation of that is a community kitchen that provides a space for people to gather, to cook, and deliver organic, nutritional meals for people dealing with life-threatening illnesses. And this place has become a magnet for teenagers. Yes, teenagers who volunteer every week to cook for those who cannot cook for themselves. It's contagious energy as Ceres attracts more and more youthful volunteers. They say the feeling of making a positive difference in someone's life is key to the feeling of hope that many of us search for. Ceres is the authentic model of the idea of a better world. It's that simple. It's good work, and that breeds more of the same. So, as the days become shorter and we enter the dark time of the year, I too will obey the laws of attraction and be here reminding you of the light. And I know you'll do the same for me. Please send me feedback and find links to the positive news and the Ceres Community Project at my website, www.sherryglazer.net.